Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, mountain-digging brown bear.
Heave-ho! Come on!
The sky had just turned light when a chubby brown bear was carrying an iron shovel up the mountain. A chilly gust of wind blew. Brown Bear couldn't help but shiver.
Oh, dear! It's so cold! I must find the warmest cave for the winter!
But it wasn't easy to find the perfect cave. This was the fifth mountain Brown Bear had climbed. The caves he had found were either too narrow and small or too wet. Sometimes there were already other animals living in them. The tired, thirsty brown bear leaned into a little water hole and started to gulp the water.
Who is that? Stop drinking!
From the water hole, a sharp voice yelled at Brown Bear, frightening him. Brown Bear was thirsty and hadn't noticed that this water hole was the house of a school of fish.
I'm sorry.
Oh no! So much water is gone!
We don't even have space to swim anymore!
The fish started to panic. What should they do? Brown Bear scratched his head. Suddenly, he heard the sound of flowing water not far away. He had an idea.
Fish, don't worry. I'll take you to the little stream over there.
But we've lived here since we were born.
We don't want to move anywhere else.
Brown Bear was worried. He stood on a big rock and looked toward the little stream. The stream wasn't far from the water hole. He looked at the shovel on his shoulder and suddenly had another idea.
Heave ho! Come on!
Brown Bear stuck his chubby bottom in the air and started to dig. 1 hour passed. 2 hours passed. Splash! Following the last shovel of dirt, the water in the little stream started to surge in. The water flowed along the newly dug water channel and flowed into the water hole. The water hole, which was drying up, suddenly filled up with water.
Thank you, Brown Bear!
The fish started to swim happily in the water.
You're welcome.
After helping the fish, Brown Bear carried his iron shovel and continued walking forward. In the stream, a leaf was spinning in the middle. Huh? Why was the leaf covered in ants? The ants had ridden the leaf across the stream. But the water was flowing too fast, overturning their little boat. Brown Bear had an idea. He stretched his shovel to the middle of the water and shouted,
"Quick, climb onto the handle of this shovel."
The handle of the shovel became a bridge over the water. The ants helped each other to climb up. The little ants were saved.
Thank you, Brown Bear!
You're welcome!
After parting from the little ants, Brown Bear carried his shovel and continued walking.
Oh, I really want to eat them!
Under a tall persimmon tree, a little hedgehog was staring at the golden persimmons with eager eyes. He wanted to eat the fruit so badly he was drooling.
I'll help you.
Brown Bear raised his shovel and knocked it against a branch full of persimmons. The fruit started falling off the branch. Clatter! Persimmons scattered all over the ground.
Thank you, Brown Bear.
You're welcome.
Little Hedgehog grinned and ate all the persimmons he could fit in his belly. He even carried many home. Rattle! The last persimmon rolled into the grass. Brown Bear chased after it. He parted the grass and looked. Wow! There was a huge cave hidden there. This cave was not only concealed and sheltered from the wind, but it was warm and dry too. It was just the right size for Brown Bear to sleep in. Brown Bear was sleepy, and his eyelids grew heavy. He yawned and fell into a deep sleep. When he wakes up, it will already be spring, and the flowers will be blooming in abundance. Good night, Brown Bear. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.